I can see the Bidens have gone to mass in Washington, near to the house that they've been staying in. The Trumps have left Andrews Air Force Base after a shortish speech by the president and an even shorter one by the outgoing First Lady. And Air Force One has probably taken off by now to take them to Florida in Air Force One for the final time. You've been reflecting on the presidency of Donald Trump. Listening to You Know Who, says Damian Maguire, as he leaves the White House on your show, not for the first time, I have to conclude that he and his family are completely and utterly detached from any normal sense of reality. That level of mental, emotional delusion is astonishing, says Damian Maguire. Let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, on this momentous day. Detached from reality or not, Donald Trump had a habit of creating his own reality and getting a fair number of people to follow it.
Simon. Oh, yes. And as you know, Sheila, in his taped farewell that was released last night at the White House, he insisted that his political movement, as he describes it, is only just getting started. The best, he insisted, was yet to come. Late last night, the Wall Street Journal published a report saying that the president is considering the possibility of establishing his own political party, the Patriot Party. He has mused, apparently, about calling it in conversations with associates. He is now on board Air Force One, one final flight on that plane, accompanied for the last time by the nuclear football. One final slap in the face of Washington tradition, because of course he's not staying here for the inauguration that is about to get underway. A bit of colour from that event that we brought you at Andrews Air Force Base, where the president made his final comments. There were teleprompters that had been set up, and he was expected to deliver a prepared speech in which specifically and by name he was going to congratulate the Bidens and wish them luck. Shortly before Marine One, the helicopter touched down at Andrews Air Force Base, it's reported that those teleprompters were removed. The president had decided to wing it, and as you will have heard, he did not name Joe Biden specifically. He simply wished the incoming administration success and insisted that he had created the foundations for that success. You can feel here, though, palpably, power ebbing away from the man who is still president and hewing towards the man who is about to become president. Joe Biden, his wife Jill, the new First Lady shortly, Vice President, as she will be, Kamala Harris, her husband Doug Emhoff, their families, all gathered at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. It's Washington's Roman Catholic Cathedral. If you have ever seen the picture of a small boy, John Kennedy Jr., saluting his father's hearse as it was arriving at St. Matthew's Cathedral for John Kennedy's funeral mass following his assassination. You will know that church. That picture was taken at the foot of the stairs of that church. And it is notable that the congressional leadership, including Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the party's leaders in both houses of Congress, did not go to Andrews Air Force Base for the Trump send-off. They are at St. Matthew's Cathedral for Joe Biden's religious ceremonies and observances this morning ahead of the inauguration. That tells you as much as you need to know about power ebbing away from Donald Trump, but also about the threat Donald Trump still poses to the Republican Party if he decides in the weeks and months ahead to set up a party of his own and essentially create a third party challenge for the presidency in 2024.
And just briefly, Simon, from what you know of American politics, you know, we have that those two dominant parties as well here in the UK. I mean, Donald Trump comes with a lot of heft, doesn't he, at this point in time anyway, politically, but and a lot of support in that last election. But how will a third party fare in the States?
Well, there have been third-party efforts in the past. You will remember Ross Perot, the Texas businessman who ran twice for the presidency and on his first attempt out took a reasonable chunk of the vote. I forget the percentage number of votes that he took, but it was at one point he seemed to pose a potential challenge. If you go all the way back to the 1970s, 1980s, John Anderson in the early 1980s made a third-party attempt. Donald Trump's in a completely different position from those two men. I mean, as things currently stand, he's got a bloc in Congress that is loyal to him, the more extreme right-wingers among the Republican caucus in Congress. And certainly he appeared to have, at least on the day of the congressional insurrection, half a dozen senators who were supporting him. We've never seen a third party set itself up here with that kind of backing. I mean, there are other parties that are here and were on the ballot. The Libertarian Party was on the ballot in the 2020 presidential race. But to have that wellspring of support in Washington is a huge fillip if you're really serious about getting started.
Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Plenty more from Simon later on this afternoon once that inauguration event gets underway.